The gender of a service provider can matter. It can matter to people sometimes. A massage therapist, a divorce lawyer, a childcare provider. There can be all sorts of different reasons why you might want to choose someone of the same or of the opposite gender. Yet, when it comes to financial advisors, if you're looking for a female advisor, the pickings are kind of slim, or at least slimmer. Why is that? Why are there fewer female financial advisors out there? Judy Parody is with strategymarketing.ca. She is the co-author of a new white paper on this question, and she joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you? Thanks for having me.
When you say fewer, how many fewer?
Well, the numbers are stagnant pretty much at 15% across the board, except the numbers are a bit higher when it comes to salaried bank employees. But generally speaking, female financial advisors are about 15%, which is really low. And it's been the same for a long time. Yeah.
And why do you believe that female financial advisors are important to the wealth industry? I have a hypothesis, but you tell me.
Oh, gosh. Well, they couldn't be more important. Clearly, the assets that women manage are growing exponentially. It's a huge opportunity for the financial world. So they recognize that. They've also recognized that in the last number of years, female investors are increasingly looking for female advisors. So obviously, it would make sense for the financial organizations to hire more women, but they've been not doing a really great job of it.
You ask female financial advisors what some of the barriers are as a part of your research. What did you learn?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Well, you know what? It comes down to, sadly, sort of the old boys network. They don't feel comfortable. They're discouraged. Female financial advisors are motivated very, very differently than male financial advisors. They don't look in terms of the bottom line. They look for a profession that is flexible, something that they can be passionate about. They love relationship building. And quite often when they go into these situations, into a branch, they're discouraged from doing business the way they want to do business. They're told, just pick up the phone and start making calls. And that's just not the way women like to work. So quite often when they say, hey, you know what, I want to have an event or I want to have some people over, oh, don't waste your time. That's just wasting your time. Mm. So unfortunately, they're discouraged from doing what they're really, really good at. And that's building relationships. And that, incidentally, is what female investors are looking for. That's why they're looking for female advisors.
You've said that some of the metrics are male-centric. What do you mean by that? Can you give us some examples?
You know, people are measured in terms of assets, how much they have under control and so on. There's very little value put on long-term relationship building. It's not even measured. So what women bring to the equation isn't measured in any way, shape or form. It's just not the way the financial organizations have evolved over the years. Everything is all about numbers and who has the most numbers. So that puts women at a disadvantage because it just isn't even counted. You know, how long have you had a client? How good is your relationship with that client? How have you grown that client from just the woman to her entire family? And or, you know, how many clients are you losing? Male financial advisors, this is how Paulette and I started. They're losing their female clients. 80% of widows leave. So, you know, that's a really telling number.
You included in your research a survey of recent graduates. What were some of the big things that you found there?
Well, you know, again, it was sort of expected. They thought it was all about money. They thought they didn't have the skills. They still saw it as an old boys network. When we asked them, what are they looking for in a job? They want something that they can be passionate about, something that they can be good at. You know, we've talked to, one woman was a teller. And she said she loved being a teller at a bank because she liked helping people. And that's what made her think of being a financial advisor. So it often stems from helping. And it's not a matter of knowing math. I thought, well, I don't know the industry. I don't know how to, trade or I don't know the financial world. And it really has very, very surprisingly, very little to do with all that.
In terms of the corporate context, the big Canadian banks are very, very involved in the world of diversity and inclusion. They've got massive programs, they've got measures, they've got all sorts of things. What would be some examples of where you think the industry is doing some things right?
They're doing a lot of things right. And, you know, we don't want to slam the industry. As you know, I come from a marketing background, and we did marketing for many, many years for the big banks. And yeah, they're putting women on their websites. They've got initiatives at the corporate level to hire women. They've even put in, sort of maternity type programs. I just got off a Zoom call with a woman from the States, and we call them the checkmark, the checkmark items. We're going after women, we're going after this demographic, tick, tick, tick. These are the things I've done. We point out in the white paper that the problem is the disconnect between corporate and where the rubber meets the road. And the rubber meets the road at the branch level. It's the branch managers that look for and hire female financial advisors. And unfortunately, they're not given a whole lot of help, and they often don't know how. We've talked to some regional managers recently, and she said, oh yeah, some of my branch guys are guys, unfortunately, and they just don't know where to look or how to hire female advisors. And do you know the death rate or the kill rate is almost 90%? So the women that start as financial advisors, 90% of them will fail. Incidentally, that's a pretty high number for men as well.
Yeah, but they don't last. There's a real churn.
Yeah, there's a real churn. And women in particular would last if they were mentored. You know, the really interesting thing we found is that of the successful female financial advisors who we interviewed for this research paper, almost all of them came from within the industry. The branches continue looking for people outside of the industry, people with big, I'll use an anachronism here, Rolodexes with lots of contacts, lots of women in the industry. Mm. They also continue to discourage them from doing business the way they want to. So these women all said, I love building relationships. I love working with people, but I succeeded despite what was going on. Nice. That word came up time and again. I succeeded despite, how did you manage in this sort of, macho kind of world? I just ignored it all. I just did my own thing.
Surely we can raise the bar a little higher than that. Judy, thank you so much.
It is my pleasure, Bruce. Anytime at all.
Judy Parody is with strategymarketing.ca. She was here to talk about the lack of female financial advisors in the industry, why that is an issue for the industry, but also for the clients that they serve.